Jeff, thanks for joining us. We're starting off talking about legislation passed in New Mexico that addresses the NM cap entity. What can you tell us about this bill?
The bill, House Bill 200, called Water Trust Board Projects and New Mexico Unit Fund, passed its last legislative hurdle last week in a party line vote. The Senate approved the bill, sent it to the governor's desk for her signature. She's almost certain to sign it as opposing the Gila diversion project was one of the platform she ran on, running for governor. This bill essentially removes the New Mexico cap entity from its role as an advisory group in terms of funding projects, non-diversion projects, when it comes to spending this $80 million New Mexico unit fund that can be spent on water projects in the four counties of southwest New Mexico. Representatives from the four county area opposed this bill. All of the representatives from this area in the House opposed the bill. They voted against it. It was co-sponsored by Senator Saya Correa Hemphill of Silver City. She said passing this bill was a good thing for southwest New Mexico, and that it's going to really free up this money so it can be spent on much-needed water infrastructure.
Okay, thanks for that update. We're going to move on and talk about an issue in the area that has to deal with ranchers protesting the Gila National Forest plan to shoot feral cows. They have an issue with the plan and how it aims to eliminate the cows. Is that correct?
That's right. Feral or unbranded cattle are an endemic problem in the Gila National Forest, particularly in the wilderness area, the Gila Wilderness Area and the Wilderness Ranger District. The Forest Service estimates there are 200 to 250 wild cattle out there. And historically, this problem has been dealt with by cowboys who are hired on contract to go rope cattle and remove them from the forest, at which point the New Mexico Livestock Board has auctioned them off. This is an arduous, time-consuming process. One of the Forest Service personnel compared these cattle to deer. They're wild like deer or any other animal in the forest, not domestic anymore. And the thing about this plan is, and this could start as soon as April, is the Forest Service plans to engage Wildlife Services, which is the team that generally deals with predators that threaten cattle. They will even deal with, you know, things like problem birds that are destroying buildings, that kind of thing. So the idea that they're going to come in with helicopters over the wilderness area and essentially shoot as many cows as they can find really rubbed the Grant Soil and Water Conservation District supervisors who heard about this plan last week. It rubbed them the wrong way. They said it went against tradition. Some of them said it might even be illegal. They referred to a couple of state statutes that indicate that unauthorized cattle are the property of the New Mexico Livestock Board. It seems that the Forest Service has gotten what they consider a definitive legal opinion that gives them authority over these cattle. And because the cattle are having such a negative impact on riparian areas in the Gila Wilderness, they say this is the only way to move forward. And again, this could start as soon as April.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that story, Jeff. I want to thank you for updating us this week on the Silver City Report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Anthony.